Widespread racial profiling by law enforcement agents remains a pervasive problem throughout the United States, according to a report out today by the ACLU and the Rights Working Group. Government policies are a major cause of the disproportionate stopping and searching of racial minorities by law enforcement agencies, according to the report which is submitted today to the UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Dennis Parker, director of the Racial Justice Program of the ACLU, joins us today. What does this report tell us about the ongoing challenge of racial profiling in the United States?
The report shows that racial profiling is unfortunately still too much a factor in American society today, that we have not taken the steps that we need to eliminate it, and it's a practice that affects the day-to-day lives of millions of Americans because of their race or their religion or their ethnicity. And it's time, it's long past time that we take steps to address it.
Who is affected by racial profiling?
Racial profiling affects large groups of people. It affects African Americans and Latinos. It affects South Asian, Arab. It affects people of particular religions. It cuts across many lines. What it has in common, though, is that people are treated as a member of a group and are not treated as individuals, are being interfered with in their everyday lives for reasons that are just not justifiable.
And what can we do to address racial profiling today?
There are a number of steps that should be taken. The first and most important one is that we believe that it is important for the federal government to take the lead in addressing it through passing the End Racial Profiling Act, which will make it possible for the first time on a nationwide basis to take steps to eliminate racial profiling. But the federal government also has to take a very careful look at all of its policies, including policies such as seeking cooperation with local law enforcement agencies in a way that in fact encourages racial profiling. Questions about training, there are a host of questions that have to be undertaken on a federal and a state basis in order to allow people the freedom to enjoy their lives without what amounts to harassment by the government.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about the Convention on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination and the ACLU's CERD report, go to www.aclu.org/CERD.